WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Monday. It's May 14th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
Some unsettled weather as we begin a new work week with rain and some seesaw temperatures. A criminal investigation underway after a special education worker dangled a student upside down. New Jersey inches closer to a government shutdown due to a disagreement between Democrats. And we continue our special series on New Jersey's mental health crisis this morning with a look at why many do not seek treatment. In sports, Phillies top the Mets 4-2, Yanks over the A's 6-2. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather, meteorologist Dan Zero. So a little bit of a wacky start this week.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be certainly warmer than yesterday, where temperatures didn't get out of the 50s. Actually, the high and low temperature yesterday were only 3 degrees apart, so thermometers didn't move anywhere. We'll do better today, lower to mid-70s across the state. We're seeing 50s this morning along the coast, probably ending up in the 60s this afternoon. Mostly to partly cloudy skies. We did have some rain overnight that seems to have cleared New Jersey at this point. While I wouldn't completely rule out a shower or sprinkle, it looks like a mostly dry day today. A few showers re-enter the forecast tonight, probably some fog, lows in the lower 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, very warm and humid in the 80s, and then watch out for around a late-day thunderstorms tomorrow, which could very easily be on the strong side. Right now, Cranford 52, Harvey Cedars 54, and Hoboken 53.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. A criminal investigation is now proceeding in the Roxbury School District after an incident involving a special needs student, and this is not the first incident in this district. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
That's right, Eric. Prosecutors in Morris County initially declined to pursue criminal charges and closed the case. But now, given multiple accusations and pressure from a parent of one of the children apparently involved, they have changed their tune. The incident in question is alleged to have happened at Kennedy Elementary School in March. A six-year-old dangled upside down by his ankles by a teacher's aide for not following directions. That aide has been suspended by the district. Not known yet is the potential punishment for another aide who posted on Snapchat he enjoys the classroom therapy dog more than the kids. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. If you have eaten at a Chili's recently, you may want to check your credit card statements. The chain announcing a data breach. Cyber thieves may have gotten customers' credit card data in March and April. Chili's says they've fixed the problem. They do not believe that Social Security numbers or birth dates were collected. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We'll see some breaks in the rainfall, but it looks like a soggy week ahead for New Jersey. Mostly to partly cloudy, dry during the daytime hours. Highs in the low to mid-70s, but showers will return again tonight. As you step outside, a little bit of light drizzle around much of the Garden State this hour, and temperatures are in the 50s. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Gas prices are going to take a wild spike just before summer in the Garden State. We'll tell you why in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It's a little damp this morning. We've got some misty drizzle out there. There will be some breaks in the rainfall, but Dan thinks it is really going to be a soggy week. All week, mostly to partly cloudy and dry during the daytime hours today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s away from the coast, but the showers and some fog will return for tonight. A growing number of world leaders are concerned the moving of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem today could negatively impact the Mideast peace process. The move fulfills a campaign pledge by President Trump, but has also sparked a massive protest by Palestinians. Israel has warned they will stop any breach of its border by protesters, violently if necessary. New Iran sanctions are further aggravating already climbing gas prices in New Jersey this season, and they may spike even further ahead of the summer driving season.
Analyst Tom Kloza with the Oil Price Information Service says pump prices will make a rendezvous with $3 a gallon.
Some of it has to do with Iran, but most of it has to do with global demand is going to exceed global supply.
He says the U.S. is producing twice as much crude as in 2012, but we're exporting a lot of it. And as for the future of gas prices,
I think they'll peak and then they'll sort of hang on or come off as we get into the fall.
AAA reports Jersey's average late last week was in the low 290s. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 508. The whispers of a possible government shutdown in New Jersey are growing louder at the State House as deep divides among Democratic leaders and the governor continue to grow wider. Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin are not on board with Murphy's plans to hike the sales tax and offer free community college. They've met and told him so. Sweeney has expressed concern with Murphy's budget impacting affordability in New Jersey. Are Jersey violent crime victims getting the help and respect they need and deserve? There are growing concerns the state office that is supposed to help and support victims is not functioning as intended.
Over the past 3 years, operating costs for the Jersey Victims of Crime Compensation Office, VCCO, have almost tripled, while the amount of money paid out to crime victims has dropped dramatically. Richard Pompelio of the Jersey Crime Victims Law Center says VCCO has become a dysfunctional bureaucracy.
They put people from the Attorney General's office in there who really had no experience, vision, knowledge.
A spokesperson for the AG's office says VCCO salaries and expenses have remained stable, but the way they're being reported has been changed. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 509. One reason an individual may be reluctant to seek help for a mental health condition is embarrassment, unable to admit their problem and deal with the potential ripple effect. On day three of our mental health series, made possible by Carrier Clinic, we're looking at the stigma that is still attached to this issue. It has lightened up a bit over time.
When her daughter was diagnosed with major depression and other indicators of bipolar disorder at age 11, Lynn from Middletown felt isolated. If your child needs emergency kidney dialysis, Lynn says, people rally around you, bring over a casserole, help around the house.
When your child is hospitalized with a psychiatric issue, people kind of go, oh, and back off, or you're afraid to tell people.
Many suffering from a mental health condition say the stigma attached, in the workplace for example, is almost worse than the illness itself. Deborah Wentz, president of the New Jersey Association of Mental Health and Addiction Agencies, says there's been a noticeable increase in acceptance and understanding since 9/11, depression and trauma affecting so many people never before touched by mental illness.
And the impact of Superstorm Sandy had a similar effect.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If you or someone you know is suffering with a mental health illness, talk to a doctor today. Carrier Clinic wants you to know, even in times of crisis, it's important to remember there are options. Contact them at carrierclinic.org. And what do you do if someone you know with a mental illness refuses to seek help? That's the topic of our series tomorrow. And then join me Wednesday night, this Wednesday night at 7. I'll have experts and doctors in studio taking your phone calls and getting you or your loved ones the help they need. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:11. New Jersey is one vote and one signature away from becoming the second state to ban child marriage. Final legislative passage of the proposal could come as soon as next week.
There were close to 200 marriages a year on average in New Jersey involving someone under age 18 between 1995 and 2012, typically a girl marrying an adult male, says Frady Reese of Unchained at Last.
This is a historic moment in the history of New Jersey. We're about to end child marriage, which is, according to the U.S. State Department, a human rights abuse.
Those numbers included 163 people between the ages of 13 and 15, says Assemblyman Reed Gusiora.
And that is too young. These are children that are forced to make very adult decisions.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. It is going to be kind of a rainy week and temperatures are going to be all over the place. We'll have an extended look at the forecast with Dan and then recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
I'm telling you, you speak with common sense.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:14 on New Jersey's First News as we bring in our chief meteorologist Dan Zero this morning. So, Dan, where do we begin with this forecast?
Well, there's a chance for a shower or thunderstorm every day between now and next Tuesday. There's your forecast. We can get a little bit more specific. It really does look like a soggy week. There will be some breaks in the rainfall action, some wild swings in temperatures ahead as well. You know, yesterday was a gloomy and cool and wet day across New Jersey. High temperatures only in the 50s. That's way below normal for this time of year. We'll do better today. Most highs in the lower to mid 70s. It'll be cooler along the coast. I'm still seeing some sprinkles and drizzle, especially along the western edge of New Jersey this morning. But overall, it really reads like a dry day, maybe even a few breaks of sunshine later on. A few showers creep into the forecast tonight. Maybe a rumble of thunder and probably some fog tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Very warm and humid tomorrow, reaching into the 80s. 90 is not out of the question. However, watch out for a line of strong thunderstorms late day tomorrow. That'll be after about 4 or 5 o'clock. Again, strong to severe means gusty winds, maybe some hail in there too. A chance for lingering rain on Wednesday, not a guarantee. We'll see how this plays out. Southern half of the state might get pretty wet Wednesday. Highs about 65 to 70. Could see another dry period of weather Thursday afternoon. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, in the Roxbury School District, a criminal investigation after a special education worker dangled a student upside down for not following directions. New Jersey is inching closer to a government shutdown. A disagreement between Governor Murphy and Democratic leaders on affordability and tax hikes. In sports, Phillies top the Mets, Yanks over the A's. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast. Dry during the daytime hours today. Mostly to partly sunny there. We should stay dry during the daytime hours today. Mostly to partly sunny. Highs return to the lower to mid-70s today. Pretty comfortable for mid-May. It'll be cooler along the coast in the 60s. We'll see the return of rain showers across the area tonight. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on this Monday morning in the Great Garden State as we begin another work week, and it is pretty much going to be a soggy one all week. Not going to rain all the time, but there is going to be the chance of some rain showers pretty much every day as we move through the week. Dan will have more on that. Today, 50 degrees or so when you step outside this morning. A little bit of misty drizzle out there now. Should be dry during the daytime today, but showers could move back in for this evening. Scientists say the number of active fissures spawned by the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii is 17 now. The U.S. Geological Survey has determined a fissure that opened Saturday didn't emit any lava. Won't be counted as an active one, but there's still plenty to worry about. Residents on the Big Island have been bracing for a possible steam eruption that could hurl rocks and ash for as far as a mile. There's been a lot of talk about legalizing recreational marijuana in New Jersey. So far, there's been no action. That is about to change.
State Senator Nick Scutari, who's been working on a bill for months to make pot legal, says he's hopeful the issue will be advanced by the end of June.
I'm the Senate Judiciary Chairman. When I believe that it's the appropriate time, I'll call a hearing for this particular purpose and call a vote on the bill.
Scott Rutter of the Jersey Cannabis Business Association says people who continue to insist marijuana is a gateway drug are simply misinformed.
If you were going to talk about gateway theories and you're saying, well, a person who once used cocaine previously used cannabis, I guarantee that person also drank lemonade. We cannot just make this general leap.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. An acrimonious battle over plans to move a waterfront statue commemorating the 1940 massacre of Poles has ended. Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop and local Polish groups have reached an agreement on relocating that memorial, and details of that deal will be announced during a news conference later today. City officials wanted to move the statue as part of a renovation of the plaza where it currently stands, but Polish groups opposed that and sought a court order to block it. By the end of next month, two new casinos will start wheeling and dealing in Atlantic City. You've seen a number of gaming halls shut down over the past few years. Both the former Revel and the former Taj Mahal will open on the same day, June 28th. And experts believe that is the right move.
Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, opening where the Taj once stood, is the main attraction. Plenty of attention, media, and more importantly, gamblers expected for its June 28th launch. Industry expert Roger Gross says Ocean Resort Casino, opening nearby, was smart to piggyback on Hard Rock's plans.
If Ocean had done it, say, a week before or a week after, they would have not gotten as much attention.
Rummy Pandit with gaming, hospitality, and tourism at Stockton agrees the move makes sense. Both spots want to be open by July 4th, which falls in the middle of the week this year.
Which means you got two big weekends.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. It is a little drizzly out this morning. We will see a little bit of improvement, but the rain's really going to be with us for days. We'll have more on that with Dan coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, another data breach from a New Jersey restaurant chain. We'll tell you which one and what you need to do about it. And we'll update business news next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news, Asian shares have been mostly higher today. Hong Kong surging after President Trump said he wanted to help a sanctioned Chinese tech giant, signaling a possible improvement in U.S.-China relations. Major U.S. benchmarks finished mostly higher on Friday. The Dow was up to 24,831. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, were written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petroccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
New Jersey 101.5.